I understand you're a real sports fan.
Well, then there's only one answer.
Turn on the radio. You'll never have to compromise again.
You're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM at 7:50 a.m.
It's not every day you have an interview fall into your lap, and that's exactly what we have here today on Drive Time Sports. This is going to be very interesting. Russell Larkins. Now, you may not know the name, but you can look him up on Facebook. Run, Russell, run. Russell began his journey running from North Carolina on April 27th, and he's going to end his journey in San Francisco. And it just so happened that Russell was passing by the radio station, and we decided to bring him in for an interview. Russell, thanks for sitting down with us for a minute.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We'll get you out of the hot weather for a moment and into an air-conditioned radio station.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay, so again, I have next to no knowledge on what it is you are doing. You and I had a brief conversation, but I seen you running through town earlier today, and then you're passing the radio station, and so we brought you in to talk about something unique, something fun.
Yeah. So I started running from Wilmington, North Carolina on April 27th. With the plan to run to San Francisco, California. I just chose that randomly. If you run across America and do it for time, the place you start is San Francisco, and you go all the way to New York. That's like the route. So I just chose San Francisco randomly, and decided to start running, basically to raise money for veterans that were struggling with COVID, whether they were furloughed from work or whether they had lost their jobs, or just to motivate veterans to get outside and work out. Social distancing, you know, it's easy to run and distance from other people, and so isolation and stuff like that can really affect you, you know, mentally. So we just wanted to, my fiance and I just wanted to do something, for veterans. And so I started a nonprofit called Veterans for Good. We ended up getting, sponsored by Michelob Ultra. They donated $10,000 to our cause. And so I just took off by myself, with a stroller. And then she ended up coming out when I was in, St. Louis. And so she's in Green River right now. And so I run and camp and go to like the next big city. And then she moves to like the next city. And then we kind of bound and move like that, because she still has to work from home. So, yeah.
It's fantastic. I mean, this is, dare I say, spur of the moment type deal? Or did you
So I left 6 days after I decided to do it. Mm-hmm. There's a book called Can't Hurt Me by David Goggins. He's a Navy SEAL. Pretty awesome guy. And he pretty much challenges you to get out and do that crazy thing that you've always, you know, thought about doing or wanted to do, and to inspire others, and which is what he one of his main goals is to inspire, you know, young people. And so I decided to do it that day. I was out on a run at 3 a.m. I used to run before work for a couple of hours every morning, and I was listening to a podcast about him. It was talking about his book. So I downloaded his book, started listening to it. And within like four or five hours, I asked my boss if I could take a leave of absence, and told my fiance that I was going to run across America. So, and I left 6 days later.
Did your boss and your fiance look at you like you were crazy,
my
or were they very supportive?
My boss thought I was crazy, but he was supportive. And like I said, six or seven people had been furloughed from work because of COVID. And I was like the only one that didn't, me and one other person. And so it wasn't hard to get somebody else to come back, because pretty much everybody that works there was, you know, working, living paycheck to paycheck. I had some savings saved up, so I was okay. So I just took off. Yeah.
Wow. So you leave from North Carolina. You're here in Price, Utah today. What has that journey been like? I mean, when you're running and you're obviously going down the road, you have cars coming by. What's been the reaction from people?
I just see people's faces most of the time, and mm-hmm. I get the people that just shoot their hand up as fast as they can because they see the American flag. I run with a full-size American flag the whole time, and then I get people that are just like, they look dumbfounded, you know, they're just like they don't know what to think, you know. I ran through Colorado. I went over Independence Pass, and people thought I was absolutely insane because I was running like on the side, like the white line. I was riding the white line, and the white line was the side of the mountain. So I mean, it was pretty crazy. It was 12,000 feet of elevation. I went over three passes that were about 12,000 feet of elevation. It took me a little while to get over the Rockies, obviously. But I honestly take the mountains over the heat out here. But actually, it hasn't been that bad the past couple of days. It was much worse when I was down near Green River. I think it was like 101, 102. As I move north, it's gotten a little bit cooler, so that's good. And then I had to run through the smoke in Glenwood Springs, and then even in down into Grand Junction, and the smoke was pretty bad. I didn't know that. I thought that might affect my lungs, so I was kind of concerned about it. I dropped it down to about 20 miles a day instead of 27 to 30. The most I've done in one day, 71 miles. I ran 71 miles in 24 hours straight, nonstop, for Memorial Day. So that was Chattanooga, Tennessee. I was on every news station in Chattanooga for it. It was pretty crazy.
That was going to be my next question. What's the media hype or the media attention been like for you?
Yeah, it was really good until everything started going down with the social unrest and everything. I was on every news station in the towns that I was running through until I got to Nashville, and there was like a peaceful protest, and I ended up going to it, and it was, it was super great. And I had my American flag and everything. And then somebody yelled, FTP. And then all of a sudden, they started going toward the police station. And I left, and Nashville was supposed to like have me on every news station there. And then it ended up, they were just too busy. And then pretty much every big city, every once in a while I get on one. I was on CBS4 Denver. They found out about me through some random person once I was actually way past there. I was in Breckenridge, Colorado. When I was supposed to be on Fox Denver, and essentially they were too busy with, they were tearing down the tent city in front of the courthouse there. So it's been pretty crazy.
I definitely applaud what it is you're doing. And before I let you go, we have to talk about the cause, because of course, all this effort, all this work, and all this time away from work, it is to bring awareness to a cause that you are very, very proud of.
Yeah, I was an infantry squad leader in the Marine Corps. I led a squad of Marines in Afghanistan. And 20 veterans commit suicide every day. Which is, really upsetting, and obviously 20 too many. And if 20, commit, then how many actually think about it? I was diagnosed with PTSD when I got out of the Marines, and I didn't really do anything about it. The psychiatrist said I needed to be on a bunch of medications, and I decided that wasn't something I wanted to do. And it affected me pretty badly for the first like year or so. And then I found, running, yoga, meditation, stuff like that really helped. So I started practicing that, but a lot of veterans don't want to do that because it just, a lot of veterans get lazy when they get out. They're not forced to wake up at 5 a.m. anymore and go for these runs and stuff like that. So a lot of them gain weight and just don't go outside anymore and exercise. And I think that really affects them mentally. So I'm really just trying to motivate veterans to get outside. And then also provide grants to veterans that are struggling financially, because obviously that can induce a lot of stress and anxiety, and so we've raised $35,000 so far, and 10 of that went to Semper Fi and America's Fund, and then we've raised some money for Dogs for Our Brave, that takes rescues and rehabilitates them into service dogs for veterans, and that's a pretty amazing organization as well. So
very, very neat. Very neat deal. Again, Run Russell Run on Facebook, correct?
Yeah, Instagram, Facebook. If you Google it, it'll come up.
Run Russell Run. You're a real life Forrest Gump. I can call you that, right?
Yeah, sure.
Russell, I appreciate you taking out some time in your run to hop in and just do a spur of the moment type interview. I think it's a great thing that you're doing, and I appreciate you stopping by.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me, and appreciate the AC for a few minutes. Thanks.
Hey, enjoy the rest of your run.
All right, thank you.
That's a fun, unexpected interview to close out this edition of Drive Time Sports. We'll be back to do it again tomorrow right here on 107.3 FM and 750 AM. Be safe. I am out.